in opposition? Is there anyone here representing a group, or is there an attorney representing a group? No? Okay, that's fine. You've all been very patient. So we're going to take a 2-hour recess. And you, sir, you're first. We are going to take a recess, but we're going to do it after y'all are done. Okay? That's right. That's right.
Hi, my name is Randy Lewis. I'm my husband and I are brand new residents of Anchors Run. And I was wondering if you could put the original plan back up there. I just like to put a little face to like process and how the decisions have kind of impacted people as it played out. We signed our contract in December of 2023. So under the original public offering statement, which said 265 homes,
right,
with no potential, no mention of any potential increase in that. And it also had the 100 number for when the amenities would be available.
Yeah.
And so we spent a lot of time looking at lots, and unfortunately this is a bad one because of that. If there's another picture.
That baby feels. I know, she really has.
By the way, it was a Freudian slip earlier. Should have been exhaustively.
So we don't have numbers on here, but I think in looking at this, I'm really short. I apologize.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. I believe this is us right here. And so we're number lot 223. Yeah. We're at 29524 Daggerboard. We spent a lot of time looking at lots and deciding on one that was protected by a berm with a slight view of a pond. And we could see the clubhouse in the distance, but it was a small pool. There's not going to be a lot of activity going on there. But we were really careful to make sure we weren't near any light posts, and we didn't want a lot of noise. And so now, I just lost myself. Pickleball court to be right here, and we're going to hear the sound. This looks like a big barrier. It's not that tall. And there's some trees that have barely started growing. And so because we signed in December 2023, and we didn't settle until July of 2024, all this stuff in the background. Oh, I also want to point out that almost all of these homes are Ryan homes, which is NVR, not Insight. Right. So all the people being impacted aren't Insight clients. And I guess that in having listened to the comments by their counsel, it seems like they're very dismissive of us not being their direct customers. I would argue that because they are the developer, that they have two levels of responsibility, a responsibility to their customers, and then a responsibility to everyone. So everyone should have been involved, and you can't just dismiss like, well, I don't know how many people are under contract. It's like people like us, we're directly impacted by the first plan that came up, even once the decision was made to put in pickleball courts, was going to be down in the new park. All of those people, even though it's around homes, all those people will know that they're buying next to a pickleball court. We didn't have that luxury. We even paid a premium.
So you weren't a part of the decision to vote on that?
No. As they said in their comments,
contract.
They had no idea who was under contract with Ryan.
There was a gap.
So that's the gap.
We weren't included.
Okay.
In that process.
Okay.
And so anyone, if you put it back in its original location, none of those homes have been sold or even, they're not even there yet. You haven't approved them. So all those people will have the opportunity to know where the pickleball court's going to be and to make a decision whether they want to be next to it.
That's what I want to know. How many people were under contract that weren't aware?
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. I think a few of them are here.
Yeah, because it does raise the question. They talk about And I don't know how the rule of 51% applies, but it seems to me that, you know, if it's not 51% of the original 265, then how do you decide what the 51 is? Because you could, it could have been 11, and six of the 11 said okay to the new 91 homes. And now it's like 62 of 88, but like, how many others are there of us who didn't have notice of that when we signed our contract, who didn't get notified and have an opportunity to be part of the process?
I agree. Sounds like fuzzy math.
Yeah, and I think everyone understands and can sympathize and empathize with that. However, we can't do anything about that.
I understand. Okay? But,
but what we can do, okay, is listen to your concerns and try to figure out a way that this doesn't impact you or doesn't impact you as much.
Yeah, because like I said, we bought a lot not knowing about a pickleball court. Yeah. If you put it back in the original location, they will know and they can make the decision whether they want to be next to a pickleball court.
I understand that, and that is something that typically the commission is sensitive to, that when people are told and they lay their money down based on certain assumptions, that those assumptions really should not be changed. So we're aware of that.
And I really do appreciate y'all's time and the opportunity.
And we want to hear from the rest of the folks too, and see who else is in that boat with you, and then we will deliberate on that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir, with the yellow shirt, you're about to explode.